Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I understand the logic of, well, you've seen this team six times in the last 2 weeks. If you see them again early next week, mid next week, I understand the you've seen each other a lot. You know each other a lot. I just continue to come back to, even with Skubal, that's, I think, the most susceptible team going into the playoffs. Boston has a much better offense than yourself or Detroit. Houston, that is a team with a playoff pedigree that's had a lot of success. And even though there's a lot of changing parts there, no Yordan Alvarez, I still don't necessarily want to see them. I give me Detroit over everyone, and we'll work around the Skubal stuff.
I'm with you. I'm not afraid of Detroit. I'm not really afraid of Skubal, if I'm being totally honest with you. Here's
like,
the reality.
I respect him, but I'm just not.
And I think he's one of the better pitchers in all of baseball. But the last two times that we've seen him, I felt very confident in our ability to beat him. Mind you, we are the only team that's going to the playoffs with a negative run differential here. So that goes to show.
They got three games to get ahead of that, by the way. So, they'd be plus one by Sunday evening.
So it goes to show that right now, I'm riding real high on what I believe that this team can do, even against Skubal. And then hypothetically, right, when you look at the situation that the Tigers find themselves in, he very well might likely have to pitch on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's a strong possibility. So if we end up with Detroit, that means we're getting Skubal on what, 3 days rest?
Mm-hmm.
I like our chances with our momentum going against Skubal with 3 days rest. Now, here's the funny thing about it. We just lost a bullpen game to the Detroit Tigers yesterday. But if we can get past Skubal and get to that bullpen, I think we'll be okay.
So I will say this. Like, Skubal still very, very good. I don't think Skubal's healthy. I think he has been pitching through something since his start before that first start against the Guardians 2 weeks ago. I don't think he's 100%. And I think you saw that this week, pitching on short rest. He walked more than he normally does. I think the Guardians weren't patient enough at the right points, which kind of allowed him to get out of a couple situations. He's still really good. But you brought up something as well. If he pitches on Sunday and he has to turn around, he'll be pitching on short rest, and he is much more gettable on short rest when you factor all this in. But the Guardians do have a kind of a decision to make on their own front, because you win tonight, you're good. You win tonight, you're sitting pretty, and then, you know, you're just waiting for, I think, one more loss and you'll be fine. But if you lose tonight, as you try and set up the rotation, Cantillo could be bumped into tomorrow for Logan Allen. You could also be on the spot where you got to put Gavin Williams on the bump if you need the win on Sunday. And that's something that Paul Hoynes talked about on the midday show earlier today.
If they need it, they'll go with their best starters, you know, I would think. You know, they haven't named a starter. At least I haven't seen a starter for Saturday and Sunday, either as Texas. You know, I would think that's the problem, you know, of being tied right now instead of having this thing under control. You know, you've got to go with your best guys to get in one way or the other. You can't wait now. I don't think they bring anybody back on short rest, but they certainly have to go with their best guys.
So if you're in a spot where you need that win heading into Sunday or even heading into tomorrow and you're trying to plot out this, I'm curious where you sit on, do you go Gavin Williams on Sunday to give yourself the best chance to win on Sunday, or do you take what I think some people have classified as a risk so that you can have Gavin Williams for game one of a wild card series?
I think I would go Gavin Williams on Sunday if I find myself in a must-win situation, because that's the best option available to you to make sure that you secure a playoff spot. It's funny, I just went and checked on ESPN.com right now, and from this morning to now, they have erased the pitching matchups for Saturday and Sunday. It was Logan Allen versus Kelly on Saturday. Sunday was supposed to be Cantillo versus Corbin. And so now those are open matchups across the board. So the Guardians, to your point, they can find themselves in a situation to where it is Gavin Williams, and I'm cool with that. But with that being said, Logan Allen really showed me something last game out. And it was almost like everybody was talking about Tanner and Gavin and even Slade and how
and Cantillo.
And Cantillo, of how these guys have basically just, you know, flourished since we went to the 6-man rotation. And it's almost like Logan Allen took the bump and said, watch this. I can show you I can do it too.
I'll tell you right now, risk it. The benefit of having Gavin Williams on the bump on 7 days rest, maybe throwing a bullpen sometime this weekend, and Gavin going in game one, knowing that if you play Detroit, he's not going against Skubal, so you have a definitive pitching matchup. I think you gotta, because I don't think it's that much of a risk. I think whether it's Cantillo, no matter how you do it from here, I trust these guys. And I just think, like, I think you have to set this up the right way. I would already made the decision today. I would go to Logan, I would go to Joey, and I would say, you know what, guys, it doesn't matter if we win tonight. You, Logan, you're going Saturday, and Joey, you're going Sunday. And I would trust them. They've been able to trust them. They're a big reason why you've gotten to where you are. I think it could be a confidence builder even more than the stretch run has been for them. And I just think, like, I understand the idea that Gavin gives you the best chance to win on Sunday. But Gavin Williams, with the way he's pitching right now, is an equalizer in a 3-game set. So even if Skubal is able to go in game two of a 3-game set against Detroit, I'm going to come back on the idea of you take game one and then you're in a power position for a 3-game series. I really do think that if you set, because I worry that if you're not getting Gavin back till game two or game three, even though I know people see a difference between Tanner Bibee and Gavin Williams, or maybe don't see a difference, there is. Gavin has ace stuff and has pitched like an ace. Tanner's had some luck recently. Still a very good pitcher. I don't know that's who I want starting game one of a hugely important.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3-game set. I ride with it. Don't put Gavin out there on Sunday. And it's a risk. Deal with it.
I don't know, man. I kind of feel like ever since Tanner Bibee went to the dugout fussing and going off, he done turned this game up to a whole other level. So,
he just needs to be yelled at occasionally.
Or do some yelling.
Yeah. That's as hot as I've seen Vogt with players. I know we have seen him heated occasionally, but most of the time that is as close as I've seen Stephen Vogt to what Terry Francona did with Trevor Bauer when Trevor threw the ball into center field. And Terry, we all know what he said. Go read the lips if you don't remember what he said. No, I'm not starting Gavin.
It is so funny because when that moment happened, I told Spencer it reminded me of Wesley Snipes' character, Nino Brown, mm-hmm. from New Jack City. He was walking there. He was talking to his boy. He said, "What you say? Nothing. That's what I thought you said. Nothing. Because mm-hmm. that's what I got right now is a bunch of nothing."
as a parent, you also have one of these a week with your lovely daughters, as I'm sure I do, yeah. where it's like, What was that? I didn't say anything, Dad. Yeah.
I'm
sure
you did. That's what I thought you did. I thought you ain't say nothing.
I think throwing Gavin on Sunday ultimately puts the wild card series in a disadvantage. And I really do. Like, I think you have to have Gavin throw game one. No offense to Tanner Bibee. I know he fashions himself as the ace. Tanner versus Skubal on potentially game two, if that's the matchup. I need Gavin Williams because I think Gavin Williams has become the ace. And here's the other thing. He has ace stuff.
Yes, he does.
I think Bibee has ace mentality, but I think the stuff is just a touch off that. Gavin is your ace. He's become your ace. He has set the tone. Let him set the tone in game one of the playoffs. I don't. If you need him to beat Texas on Sunday, you probably don't deserve to make the playoffs if that's the margins we're talking about. And I don't think those are the margins, by the way.
It's so funny that you say Gavin is the ace. You remember when he came up 2 years ago? We kind of had projections that, okay, this is our future ace. Last year was what it was, but it feels good as a fan of this team to see him pitch into his potential right now at the most absolute right time of the season. Because me and you both know this, baseball is one of those weird, funny sports to where we sit up here and we moan and groan and complain about payroll all the time. But the reality of the situation is, in this sport, you just need to be carrying momentum and be hot at the right time. Because you can have a $115 million payroll, and it won't mean a damn thing if you're hitting 200, if you can't get nobody out on the mound, and you're playing below 500 baseball at the absolute wrong time of the year.
216-474-0092. I'm curious about what you guys think about this. If you're playing for the division, or if you're playing for a playoff spot on Sunday, do you still start Gavin Williams? That decision has to probably be made based off what happens tonight. I don't think anything that can happen tonight should alter your kind of approach here. I think you should be confident in this team. And I think here's one thing we haven't talked about. I honestly think if you go to the team and say, "Hey guys, we trust Cantillo. We trust Logan. We trust we're going to take the games necessary this weekend. Gavin's going to be starting game one of the wild card series." I think that's a way to set that team and say, "Yeah, you lost a game last night. We're prepping for the playoffs because we expect you to be there." I don't think that puts pressure on them, but I think that's actually a confidence thing. If I think you're going to be there, so we're putting the ace in game one. We're going to let whatever you think Cantillo is, the fourth starter, the fifth starter, we're going to let him make sure we get that win if that's how it ends up going.
As you made that statement, I kind of flipped my tune a little bit because you're absolutely right. And the only reason that made me flip my tune, he's already instilled a level of confidence in the players in his ball club that they believe that he believes in them. Because the way that Stephen Vogt was talking to the media in the midst of a 10-game losing streak, in the midst of the Guardians being absolutely horrible in June, it was almost like we thought he was crazy or he was just being a robot or a mouthpiece for the front office. But looking at it now, it feels like he really believed what he was saying about his baseball team and the confidence that he had in their ability to get the job done. And now here we come in this situation to where we got three games left, division is in play, wild card is in play. He trusts either one of those young men to go out there, take the ball, and go handle the business if it came down to it.
Now, what I'd love to know, and we'll never get this because this is not that kind of organization. I would love to know, give me like the three biggest leaders on that team and run that idea by them and see where they go. Like, give me Hedges is obviously the number one leader. I'm gonna go ahead and say Hosey's number two, although I don't know he's that. And then maybe a Kwan, or I'm trying to think who else might be one of the big leaders there. And then just because I don't know it would be unanimous either. I'm just thinking from the standpoint of, hey, Gavin Gerace, yep, absolutely. Normally I would say, but I mean this rotation has been so dynamic. It's a risk. That's fine. I don't think it's that big of a risk. 216-474-0092. If you are playing for division on Sunday, do you still start Gavin Williams, or do you hold him for game one of the wild card spot coming up potentially on Tuesday? And in Shador Sanders' very own words, words that upset some people, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.